This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. The fifth session of the 8th Legislative Assembly began at the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly today. This is the first sitting of this special session this year and will run for 2 days. In his address, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, Governor, highlighted inclusive development, democratic governance and infrastructure growth. He also expressed gratitude to the Government of India and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for supporting projects worth over Rs 5,100 crore and launching the GST Budget Utsav. The Governor noted that the state's GDP has grown 2.6 times over the past decade, with a fivefold increase in state resources. Key initiatives include expansion of Donye Polo Airport, national highways, rural roads and the Vibrant Villages program. It declared 2025-26 as the year of human capital. In the afternoon session, CM Pema Khandu said a new committee has been formed for verification of the irregularities regarding the compensation of Lada Sarli Frontier Highway. Answering MLA Kumar Y's queries put forward in the 0 hour of the session, Mr. Khandu said the committee will submit its report soon and based on that, the rightful owners whose names were missing from the previous list will be duly compensated. Similarly, ones who received overcompensation will have to pay the state government back. Replying to charges of growing corruption in the state, the CM said the Anti-Corruption Bureau has made 142 arrests since 2016 and no one, irrespective of their stature, will be spared if found guilty of corruption. Arunachal Deputy Chief Minister John Amin welcomed the union budget, terming it robust and forward-looking that truly reflects the aspirations of all Indians. He lauded the PM Modi-led government's continued emphasis on strategic infrastructure, border connectivity, hydropower development. Mr. Amin said the announcement of special Buddhist tourist circuits across Arunachal Pradesh and other northeastern states will strengthen cultural tourism and regional livelihoods. The Entrepreneurship Development Institute Jyote in Papumpare district yesterday inaugurated its first batch of the 6 days Residential Entrepreneurial Skill Development Program. During his address, Arunachal Pradesh Minister of Labour and Employment Nyato Dukam emphasized the numerous skill development initiatives launched by the government of Arunachal Pradesh aimed at empowering the youth of the state. He encouraged the participants to complete the training, highlighting its importance in their entrepreneurial journeys. The grand finale of the 25th Bharat Rang Mahotsav, India's prestigious international theatre festival, was held at the Dorji Khandu State Convention Centre, Itanagar, yesterday. Arunachal Governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak retired, witnessed the evocative theatrical production Nang Sipsong, which left a lasting impression on the audience and brought the festival to a memorable close. A one-day workshop on plant genetic resources awareness program was held at Zomkang Hall in Tawang yesterday. It was conducted under the NEH program of the National Bureau of Plant Genetics Resources, New Delhi, in collaboration with KVK Tawang. 250 farmers from across the district participated. Agricultural Development Officer Tashi Lungtang expressed concern over the disappearance of several local crop varieties and requested officials from NBPGR New Delhi to provide seeds of lost indigenous crops if available for their revival. President Draupadi Murmu has revoked the president's rule in Manipur with effect from today. The president's rule was imposed in Manipur on 13 February last year. The Home Minister has issued a gazette notification in this regard. The notification says that the President Murmu has revoked the proclamation issued by her under the Article 356 of the Constitution last year in relation to the state of Manipur. Today is World Cancer Day. The day is observed on the 4th of February every year to raise cancer awareness and encourage its prevention, detection and treatment. This year, World Cancer Day is being observed under the theme United by Unique to Place People at the Center of Care and Their Stories at the Heart of the Conversation. The theme is part of a 3-year campaign running since 2025. The 13th edition of the 14-day joint military exercise Khanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan begins today at Misamari in Sonitpur district of Assam. India and Kyrgyzstan organizing joint military exercises annually since 2011 with venues alternating between the countries to reflect deepening defense ties. The sacred Dev Nimori relics of Lord Buddha arrived in Colombo today aboard a special C-130J aircraft of the Indian Air Force marking their first ever international exposition. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.